Ashura, the kitchen is on fire again.
All right. Avram, put away the iguana, the bottle caps, and let's do something else with the chandelier. I'll handle it.
All right. Now, what's that knocking sound?
It's very rare that someone actually knocks. Hello?
Hi. Looking...
Oh, God, they're dragons.
How do we not see them before we open the door? Anyway.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Total here. Pleasure to meet you. This is my partner, Ramek.
Hmm. Okay, so first of all, we are not interested in buying a vacuum.
We don't have a vacuum to sell, so that's...
I can't say I've ever been to that before.
Vacuum.
You're not one of those vacuum hole salesmen?
Have you seen outside? I don't think that's a place where you find many vacuum salesmen.
Are you here to tell us about the word of Tiamat?
Absolutely not.
I'm sure about who that is.
All right, welcome in.
Can I ask, what's up with the door?
That's a thing that we've never had the chance to fix. We're fixing everything else.
Honestly, I understand that. If you need help finding some time for it, let me know. However, Raymaker, you good here?
I just want to get out of this place.
Are you guys adventurers?
That you could call us.
Yes, you could. I've been called many things, some of them not so savory.
The Guild of Control Chaos, Harbingers of Death, Destruction, Hope, Joy, many a thing.
Soul.
But yes, that we are. You guys are in charge here, is what we hear. We were told if we had any complaints to the center.
Yeah, the center of this godforsaken world. What is this place exactly? It seems to be a place where we've ended up without realizing exactly how. I'm not a fan of that exactly, but...
This is the realm of forgotten memories and dreams. It's awfully rather rare that we have someone from here seek us out. How long have you been here?
We've not been here long, maybe a day or two. Time seems to pass weirdly.
I have stopped trying to keep track of it here or elsewhere.
My friend here has a somewhat hostile relationship with time.
It's an affliction. It's a serious, real condition. People should talk about it.
Yeah, don't get them started.
If you try to change it, it changes you. Don't try to change time.
Isn't aging sort of an affliction with time that everyone has?
You do make a point, but not everybody. My friend right here does not age, so...
This is true. I don't really have any issues with that. But this isn't exactly what I'm personally interested in. I want to take issue with the implication that we're from here. We're most certainly not from here. Wherever, I don't even know what it would mean to be from.
We might be here at the time, presently, but not from.
No.
We do not belong, I think.
Yes.
And should not be any longer. That's the most important point.
You said realm of forgotten memories and dreams?
Yes, this is the realm where everything that ends up forgotten goes.
But
a realm of misfit toys.
Disconcerting. I'll put a pin on that. However, we do remember each other.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't that set some kind of a paradoxical contradiction situation here?
Well, those that end up here always come with their memories. It wouldn't really make sense if they just ended up here without their memories in the realm of forgotten memories.
Yeah, but if both of them remember each other, then they're not really forgotten, so they shouldn't end up here.
Total and I have been through a lot, and we each share memories of the other. As long as we are together, we won't ever be forgotten. So I think that is a fairly compelling case as to why we should be let out of here at haste.
I'll have to look into this, but do you mind telling us some of your stories that you hold so dear?
Well, I'm not exactly the exposition sort, but I suppose if I'll help our case.
Well, where even to start?
How about from the beginning?
Where does the circle start, my friend?
Well, the beginning is so far away. Maybe just, when did you guys meet?
Ah, beautiful. A point. Thank you. Ramek, would you mind?
Sure, I suppose. I have a complicated history. I started off as a human peasant with a wife that I loved and a daughter that I cherished. My wife passed away through sickness. And the only thing left to me in this world that kept me going was my beautiful daughter, Maria. We went to a festival together once, and I got into an altercation with a wizard, Sullivan. During this fight, Sullivan unleashed a spell of fire that killed my daughter. I failed to save her, and that failure haunts me to this day. But it inspired me to research magic and how to fight magical practitioners. And so I went on a crusade of vengeance to fight all and destroy all magic users that I could. This resulted in me dying, I suppose. The details are still a bit fuzzy. But during this death, I discovered later that my mind was transferred into the body that you currently see, this body of metal and gears, and I think they call it a warforged body. And it gave me unique abilities that allowed me to fight more effectively. But it also came with a connection to the Cloaked Serpent, a deity of shadows and poison and vengeance. I was investigating into the nature of my new form when I took up a quest from a local artificer wizard type person. I can't say I was very happy about that, but I needed the advice of a magical practitioner to shed light on my current form. And it was during this quest that I ran into Total here.
Yeah, up to that point, my life had not been remotely as, if you excuse me, friend, dark and painful as Remix.
It was that.
Yeah, it's a lot to hear at once as well. I was on my way making good progress through my learnings in the arcane arts. I've been in Amon studying and learning from my mentor, Gildevole, for a little bit over a year.
I've seen your memories. I vaguely recall some darkness in your past.
Controversy of some amount. I hail from the wonderful city of Vasselheim, where people's devotion and faith sometimes gets in the way of their better judgment and feeds some resentment towards the arcane. My inclinations did not sit well with most people at home, and so early on I got shipped off to study and get my full of arcana at different locations of the Cobalt Reserve organization. All this independent of when we did meet, which was... Remick, you have brought some questionable fortune into my life. That day, I think that was the first time I died. That's where we met. I had to help this friend of my mentor. You were somehow also assigned to deal with his issue, some boars, capturing them. And that is where we met.
Yes, we were tasked, if I remember correctly, with gathering up some blink boars. This mad spellcaster, which might be a tautology, decided to create blink boars he had magically modified to have the properties of disappearing out of existence into the ethereal plane temporarily, making it very difficult to contain them. And as spellcasters are wont to do, decided to have other people clean up his dirty work for him. So we had to go fight them, or contain them. He gave us some special cages. And Tortle here, in very unconventional wizard tactics, decided that the best way to capture these boars would be to teleport into the cage and bait the boars in after him.
Well, they were very set on going after each one of us. We had tried a sort of ambush approach, didn't work. They needed a target. They were only moving towards targets. They needed a target. I could get out of there. Teleportation had been one of my recent achievements at the time, so it should have been doable.
It was technically doable, but not before the boar gored him, which was absolutely revolting to watch. Thankfully, his familiar Octavia was able to heal him up with a potion.
Say she's quite dexterous.
She came in handy many times throughout our journeys together.
It's always good when quests are technically doable.
I prefer definitely doable, but yes, technically doable tends to be the threshold.
I mean, it's no fun if it's too easy.
This is true. I do like a challenge, I suppose. Yes, that is how we met. Total proved himself to be a brave warrior, if nothing else, and a competent spellcaster. I begrudgingly decided to travel with him. He showed himself to be useful.
Oh, useful. It's not what I have amounted to. Thank you. That's probably the kindest I've heard you be to anyone ever. Much appreciated, friend.
I will say, that was my original opinion of you. You were a necessary evil at the beginning. I still had not warmed up to the idea of a spellcaster potentially being a good person.
Sensible skepticism, that is fair.
But over time, I will say, I warmed up to him. We went through a lot together.
So would you say that you trust spellcasters a bit more now?
Oof. I trust Total.
There's a difference between trusting one person and trusting everyone.
Yes. I still have a bit of a suspicion of anyone who decides to wield magic in this world. But Total has helped me keep an open mind, I suppose.
I mean, I'm sure you can find many a lost and forgotten magic around here.
Yeah, don't tempt Total.
Come on, Remick. You've embraced the kindnesses and the aid that the Arcane can provide. Have you not?
I think we've encountered people who are helpful. I don't know if I would say that most of them were kind. They tend to have their own machinations in play. But I will begrudgingly admit that, yes, there are good spellcasters out there, and we've been fortunate to acquire their aid from others.
This is merely the beginning. However, we remember plenty more.
Yes, right. Memories. We have many more memories to share to prove that we've not been forgotten yet. So we began traveling together, and it was during these initial travels that we discovered the full extent of the curse that had been placed on me by the cloaked serpent. Apparently, I was being used as a vessel for its power of some kind. I was on a quest of vengeance against this wizard that killed my daughter, and as I dwelled more and more upon that quest, the cloaked serpent was able to take brief possession of my body in bursts of violence that I enacted upon others, during which I had no control over my body.
We managed to, for the most part, circumvent that for a while, and eventually...
We managed.
Well, I mean, look at the man. He is, well, machine, you know. He's well, well past that now. He wasn't the only one either. Perhaps the first, unclear precisely, but not the only one.
I eventually found Sullivan, and my party managed to prevent me from outright killing the man, as he'd surrendered immediately upon seeing me.
Sullivan, was that the man who killed your daughter?
He's the man that killed my daughter, and I did find him. And I immediately attacked him.
Yeah.
And he immediately surrendered. And I would have stopped at that point, but unfortunately, the cloaked serpent took control of my body and forced me to continue attacking him and attempting to kill him. My party here, Total among them, were able to pull us apart and save Sullivan's life. And Sullivan eventually explained that he too had been possessed by the cloaked serpent when he killed
him. Yeah, that was her first indication.
Yeah, that would have been the first documented case, I suppose, is Sullivan's killing of my daughter.
How can you be sure that he was?
We mostly took his word for it, but we also were able
to... Well, not quite. We had, by this point, we had written you off it. And we had been working with, what was his name? The priest of...
The lawgiver?
Was it? The lawbearer, was it? We had gone through the experience of abating the influence of the cloaked serpent on Ramek's mind. It wasn't yet done at the time, but we had learned something about how it worked, how the curse worked, and I had gained some understanding of the specific signature on the weave of the cloaked serpent's curse. And, well, it was very much upon the bastard Sullivan.
Sullivan also, when he described to me the fact that he had been possessed by the cloaked serpent, he described the same types of visions and dreams that I had been receiving, which was very compelling evidence that he was, in fact, experiencing the same possession curse that I was experiencing. Shortly after that, we encountered my human body being possessed by the cloaked serpent.
I do remember this.
It was running around, serving as a vessel of the cloaked serpent's curse.
Yeah, he came looking for Sullivan, didn't he?
Yeah. Sullivan was gracious enough to let us use him as bait, because we had heard rumors of my human self. So we eventually lured them to the village that we were at and fought him. He was much further along in the curse than I was, and had started taking on serpent-like features.
He had reached the point of drawing power from the cloaked serpent directly, not so much just doing its will. That was such fun memories. That was my first exposure to clear, concrete use of graviturgy. Beautiful. Remember those deep holes that
you took from that?
Did
wait, graviturgy?
Yes.
You are a vacuum salesman.
Well, no, not me. Not me. Perhaps he could have been. He could have been in another life. Maybe that was your true destiny, Ramek, huh? How do you like that?
I don't know what to think about that. Anyways, we managed to defeat him and cleanse him as well. He was very weakened by the curse, so we left him in the care of some clerics. And then we went on to seek out and do more damage control of what the cloaked serpent was doing. Apparently this curse was contagious in some way, and any time that you sought out vengeance on another person for doing wrong, your actions would cause other people to become infected by the spirit of vengeance and hatred, through which the cloaked serpent gained more strength and a greater foothold in the mortal realm.
This was around the time that we came to understand the way that divine powers draw their power from the amount and conviction of those who follow them. The cloaked serpent had found a sort of loophole to this mechanism, and of generating followers for itself. It didn't seem reasonable that the cloaked serpent themselves could make this happen, so we spent some time trying to hunt down and rid those afflicted with the curse of the serpent's influence. That did take us a good way across Tal'Dorei.
Yes. From Amon and then back to Amon to seek out the help of the Council of Tal'Dorei, informing them of what was happening in their world. We tried to unite the various countries of Alexandria together. Unfortunately, that didn't work out as well as we'd hoped, so we had to take matters into our own hands. We went and hunted down the Church of the Cloaked Serpent. The church in the Underdark, comprised of Yuan-Ti, serpent people.
Yes. I do believe we started calling attention to ourselves a little bit. It became a sort of, hunter-prey becomes the prey and then becomes the hunter sort of situation where some of the followers or some of the curse afflicted did try to target us at some point. That's... not to hold any kind of generalization or anything, but remember the dragons that came down from the sky and tried to kill pretty much all of us in that little village along the way to Amon?
Yes.
Oof.
Yes, we encountered a couple dragons who were cursed by the cloaked serpent. We managed to kill one of them, but the other one got away.
They were fully under the control of the cloaked serpent. There was, of course, no sort of grudge that we held against them, of course.
I don't know about that. Yeah, you're right. Okay, no grudge. Right.
Simply a sense of admiration, perhaps?
But anyways, the remaining dragon did have a grudge against us for obvious reasons, and continued to hunt us down and cause problems. We also made enemies of a dwarven bandit who we had attacked in complete self-defense, I will say.
Wait, you attacked in self-defense?
We attacked in self-defense. The best defense is an effective offense. I discovered that this camp of bandits near us had been planning to ambush us at night. So I decided to head that off so to speak. And Total and I proceeded to...
set them on the right path. We made sure that they learned a lesson from their cruel, deceitful intentions. We were also, to be fair, traveling as security escorts for a merchant at the time. So it was quite literally our duty to make sure that rather than get attacked. So yeah, Ray makes it out in the night, found their camp. Octavia here, in her wonderful flying form, helped me keep track of Raymick as he approached them first. He did well. He showed them what not to mess with.
I'm sure they will have nightmares about darkness and ice for a very long time. Unfortunately, our actions set the stage for the leader of the dwarven camp to also seek out vengeance later, which provided yet another foothold for the cloaked serpent. But we managed to deal with that as well.
Seems like a lot of people want vengeance against you guys.
Seems like you made a lot of enemies. I'm not surprised you're here.
Well, excuse you.
Well, wouldn't that mean that they still remember us, though?
Yeah.
Perhaps not holding us in good regard.
In any case, the cloaked serpent had its hands in a lot of these events, trying to sow as much discord and hatred in the world as possible. So we were fighting an uphill battle. But along the way, we made many memories that I will look on with a mixture of fondness and some measure of weariness.
We did manage to, for the most part, keep a path of reconciliation. You know, you didn't kill Sullivan. Sullivan didn't get killed by the other version of you. The bandit didn't quite get to, well, you know, kill any of us. We did help the village people that got attacked by the dragons. We managed to prevent them from holding a grudge against the dragons and therefore spreading the curse further. There was some amount of genuine reconciliation work that we did.
We made a lasting impression on the world, and we defeated a evil entity that will also continue to remember us. Not fondly, of course, but ultimately, even if we put all these stories aside, you know, I enjoy talking about my history with Total and all the people we've interacted with, but ultimately, it comes down to this. We still remember each other, and as long as we remember each other, we will never truly be forgotten. Unless you're going to remove one of us from the equation, in which case, we'd both have something to say about that.
Yeah, that's not the direction we're trying to go in with this. I'm sure everyone here has things to do later, and we want to make sure that everyone gets to those.
Well, maybe we could send you off to some other realm where you're...
Yeah, it seems like your adventures aren't quite over. Now, I have been looking for your original realm since you talked about not supposed to be being here, but I can't seem to find it.
What?
How do you feel about water?
Water?
Water. It helps and is a necessary component to life, as far as I understand it.
Not a huge fan, but...
And how do you feel about sailing?
Sailing? Oh, you know, I've long actually thought about this. I think sailing on the sea might be a very relaxing way to live. I would much prefer to go back to Exandria, though. You sure you can't find that?
Yeah. Unfortunately, there are many Exandrias, and it's hard to narrow down which one you came from, but I'm fairly certain you'd enjoy at least the one that I'm finding.
My only question here would be, we remember all of our time and work together. The Cloaked Serpent was only the beginning of several deities that people were trying to draw from and bring into this world. We just don't want people getting their hands on power that they simply cannot wield well. We have learned the challenges and the consequences of that. Would we be able to still work towards that mission in this water?
Anything's possible.
That's not an answer.
No, but I don't make the rules of the other realm.
Fair enough. Anything's better than here, right? No offense.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Better anywhere than forgotten, I suppose.
We've even been in worse dreamscapes.
All right.
This is true. You're correct. Maybe not that place. Maybe not that dream.
No, definitely not. Don't want to go back there.
Oh, that was awful. As long as it doesn't have a pyramid that looks also like a crystal and doors to all of our childhood memories, as long as it's not that place, I would love it.
On a serious note, though, I've been thinking about your proposition and the world of Exandria that we come from. I never really felt like I belonged there, especially since taking on this new form and accomplishing the quests that we embarked upon and completing those. I think our story there is done, and I can't speak for you, Total, but I don't think there is much for me there anymore. Given the chance to start fresh, with my own ship, perhaps, on the open sea, does actually sound nice, a way to forge our story and create new memories, if you would join me.
Well, we showed up here together somehow, didn't we? I think that sounds about as good as anything else.
Speaking of a ship, we have a flying ship in a bottle you could have. You just break the bottle and, like, a big ship appears.
Just be careful you don't break the ship.
It's like a challenge.
Don't break the bottle on someone's head.
I will avoid that. You know, I'm not usually a fan of fate and destiny, but it sounds like these coincidences of us showing up together, Total, and finding a ship together might be a sign that it is time to move on.
I'm just looking forward to it. And to more memories.
More memories.
I'm sure you'll have many more adventures to come.
And I'm sure we will see you again one day.
Someday. But until then, have a good awakening.